find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to Trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Good evening, Medford. Good evening, Tufts. This is DJ Chris Sy, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello. Is everyone doing all right tonight? Yay, it's Thursday again, and I might have just screwed with my class schedule again. So, that means I have a weird class schedule for this semester. I don't have class on Tuesday, don't have class on Thursday or Friday. It's a pretty nice schedule. Anyway, we have an interesting show planned for you guys tonight. This is one that I've been meaning to do for you guys for a while. A while meaning over a year, and just haven't gotten around to it. In July of 2015, I went to see a show at the Arc in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where there were a whole bunch of folk songwriters in the round, and there were four of them, actually, Robbie Schaefer, John Gork of Yenetang, and Peter Yarrow. And they were all just there, and they went around singing each one of their songs in turn, and we only made it through 16 songs in what must have been a 3+ hour night, because I mean the biggest thing was, you know, it a song to them as a singer songwriter, it really took on a whole new dynamic once they were able to have the time as well to tell the stories behind their songs, and that's exactly what they did. So I'm going to feature these four artists for you tonight. I'm going to play some stuff from each of them, and then I do believe I have some live recordings from that concert as well that I'd like to bring on air at some point. So without further ado, let's start with something a little interesting. This is There's a Carp in the Tub by Robbie Schaefer. Enjoy.
A carp is a fish that will eat anything just as long as that thing is edible. It will even eat things such as dirt, mud, and trash, and it thinks that these things taste incredible. A carp is a fish that will eat anything, and by now you must know what I mean. If you ever meet a carp and you take him to your house, make sure that he's really, really clean. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. Mondays we eat vegetables, Tuesdays we eat meat, Wednesdays we eat chicken soup, it really can't be beat. Thursdays are for leftovers, that's daddy's favorite dish. Friday nights we bathe after eating all our fish. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. On Thursday night we ate SpaghettiOs.
Carp, 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 carp.
We rub tomato sauce all up and down our clothes.
Carp, 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 carp.
When mom got mad, we all just sat and laughed.
Carp, 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 carp.
'Cause on Thursday nights, nobody takes a bath.
Carp, carp.
Cause there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. Mondays we eat vegetables, Tuesdays we eat meat. Wednesdays we eat chicken soup, it really can't be beat. Thursdays are for leftovers, that's Daddy's favorite dish. Friday nights we bathe after eating all our fish. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, and everybody's dirty. There's a carp in the tub, there's a carp in the tub, so nobody's taking a bath. A carp is a fish that will eat anything just as long as that thing is edible. It will even eat things such as dirt, mud, and trash, and it thinks that these things taste incredible. A carp is a fish that will eat anything, and by now you must know what I mean. If you ever meet a carp and you take him to your house, make sure that he's really, really clean.
And now for something a little more serious. This is No More Goodbyes by Robbie Schaefer. Enjoy.
-14 degrees out, it's 2 a.m. Driving through the whispering black, miles up ahead, my guitar in the back seat. I'm riding you now, and just because I can. And I can see acres and acres of dawn in a house in the mountains, the pines of Rock Road, and two silent hearts sing together below. And you'll make the tea with the hands on your hips. No words in my mouth, no words on my lips, but the song I will hum to your gray green eyes. No need for words when there's no more goodbyes. No more words, no more goodbyes. I find my way home by your neon sign. Across the Georgia line. Well, you'd think that by now I would understand, after all that we've said in that distant land. But I'm telling you now, just because I love you. I can see acres and acres of dawn in a house in the mountains, the pines are all grown. Two silent hearts sing together loud. And you'll make the tea with my hands on your hips. No words in my mouth, no words on my lips, but the song I will hum to your gray-green eyes. No need for words when there's no more goodbyes. No more words and no more goodbyes. Starting something like you always do, and it's just like me to talk about it. It's just like you to tell the truth. And I can see acres and acres of dawn in a house in the mountains. The pines are all grown, and two silent hearts sing together alone. And you'll make with my hands on your hips, no words in my mouth, no words on my lips, but the song I will hum to your gray green eyes. No need for words when there's no more goodbyes. No more words and no more goodbyes. No more words and no more
goodbyes. Dresses on a dead end street. You look away from everyone you meet. You wonder how, if she were your girl, would you still be angry? The whole wide world, whole wide world, whole wide world. felt welcome in your own town, where bottoms sprawl while the mind's narrowed down. Saving up so you can make your move, maybe hit your stride, find your groove in the world. Oh, why? Challenge and bonus pay. Would you go for you, you in a uniform? It isn't likely though her father's warning you. So you've got work at the restaurant, but you're still hung up on that debutante. And your so-called friends have moved away to school. They had the grades, the gold, and the golden rule. Rule the world, oh wide world. There must be something better somewhere in the whole wide world. And even if there isn't, there ought to be a whole wide.
That was Whole Wide World by John Gorka off his album So Dark You See. Before that was No More Goodbyes by Robbie Shaver off his album Ruby. So as I mentioned, I'm playing some artists tonight that I heard at a concert all the way back in July 2015. And so you've just heard two of them. These are Robbie Shaver and John Gorka. I'm going to go through a few, and I have some interesting live recordings coming up, specifically from Peter Yarrow. And he's really one of the American folk revival masters. Peter, Paul, and Mary were around in the late 1960s, I believe. And so he has some incredible stories to tell from that time, and I happen to have some of them on tape, so I'm going to put that on the air for you in a bit. But for now, here's something a little bit more hilarious that Gorka actually did play in concert. This is, Gorka is from New Jersey, and he wrote a song called I'm From New Jersey. Enjoy.
I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. I'm from New Jersey. No, I don't talk that way. I watch too much TV when I was young. I'm from New Jersey. My mom's Italian. I've read those mafia books. We don't belong. There are girls from New Jersey who have that great big hair. They're found in shopping malls. I will take you there. New Jersey, it's not like Texas. There is no mystery. I can't pretend. I'm from New Jersey. It's like Ohio, but even more so. Imagine that. I know which exit and where I'm bound. Tolls on the parkway
surprise you, 'cause they're not expected to do too much. They will try harder, they may go further, 'cause they never think that they are good enough. I'm from New Jersey, I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust, I would adjust, I would adjust.
Daughter by Vienna Tang from her album Dreaming Through, Waking Hour. This is Whatever You Want, also by Vienna Tang from her album Dreaming Through the Noise.
He's a company man, your right hand, 13 years and counting. No detectable ambition, a model of efficiency. He knows every loophole, the art of fine print, massages the numbers till they fit. And every time you ask him for another vanishing act, he half smiles as if to say, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want is fine by me. Oh, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever. coming home or when she's alone again. But she goes on curating her domestic museum. She disappears in her loyalty. She is a dress wearing a face in the doorway, opening her arms out to you. Whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want is fine by me. Oh, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want is fine by me.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me a voice was singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. For you and me. As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me those golden valleys. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. sun was shining, and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. As the fog was lifting, a voice was saying, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream.
That was This Land Is Your Land by Peter, Paul, and Mary off their album Around the Campfire. And before that was Whatever You Want by Vienna Tang off her album Dreaming Through the Noise. Wow, that went by fast, way faster than I expected. You've just heard a brief sample of all four artists who were at that concert that I was at. And I've actually saved some of their better songs in my eyes for the next little bit, so do stay tuned. Peter, Paul, and Mary, yeah, they are American folk legends to say the very least. For me, it was interesting because I was introduced to them by my dad. My dad was born in the 1960s. In the Philippines, and I do believe that, you know, this was the stuff that he was listening to growing up. The Philippines is just very strongly influenced by American culture. Peter, Paul, and Mary was created in 1961, and they released prolifically throughout then. And Peter, unfortunately, Mary has since passed, and I believe Paul might have as well. Paul... could still, Mary Travers passed in 2009, but Peter Yarrow is still very much alive, very much singing and going around trying to spread the joy of music and, you know, his experiences. And it was really amazing listening to him speak, just because he took up the most time of the four there telling his stories, but he was also clearly, you know, the most aged of the four people up there by decades, really. He is, I'm not quite sure how old he is now. He is age 78 and still going very, very strong. You hear him telling these stories of what was very much a cultural revolution in the United States, and from that to the anti-war sentiment anti-war meaning Vietnam, and just the wealth of experiences that he's accumulated. And it really is something to listen to someone who's had these kinds of experiences. It was also really interesting, just that a perspective that very much it almost seemed hippie-ish to an extent, but he did grow up in that generation. So I think another really powerful element to that concert was the fact that it was not a mosh and headbang kind of thing, as you might expect with a American folk revival kind of thing. It was very much in a theater, sitting down. It was in a very intimate setting. There were 200-300 people, and I was probably the youngest one in the audience. At least I was the youngest person that I could spot. There somehow were no kids. It seemed to be a lot of seniors and a lot of people who, you know, these artists and Peter Yarrow in particular had been a part of their childhood. And as a result, it was wonderful to hear the three new artists and what they were producing. And I had certainly heard of Gorka and Tang before going in, and was very much there for them as much as I was for Yarrow. But some of Peter Yarrow's stuff has become timeless. Everyone now knows the lyrics to Blowin' in the Wind and Puff the Magic Dragon, and it was just very, very magical to have everybody there, singing in unison. I am probably not going to play that. I'm probably not going to play that part of the recording because I think it has my voice in it, and I don't like my voice very much. And I don't know what the copyright issues are with that as well. So, but I will play for you momentarily what one of Peter Yarrow's stories, and in particular the one he told before singing "Where Have All the Flowers Gone." Am I going to do that? Yeah, no, let's do... we're going to do "Where Have All the Flowers Gone" first. But before that, here's another one for you. Each artist played four songs, and this is the first one he did. This is called "Don't Laugh at Me." Enjoy.
The one they call a geek, a little girl who never smiles, 'cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground that's always chosen last, a single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend, or is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my brain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Laugh at me. I'm the beggar on the corner, you've passed me on the street, and I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. Laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm fat, I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind, they aren't we all. Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect. I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind. In a way, we are all. I'm black, I'm white, and I am brown. I'm Jewish, I'm Christian, and I am Muslim. I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I'm American Indian. I am very, very young, I'm quite aged, I'm quite wealthy. Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. My country, 'tis of thee, your sweet land of
easily that I sing.
That was Don't Laugh at Me by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I just got an interesting message on my end before we go into Where Have All the Flowers Gone. So this is from my boyfriend who was on the show last week, and he writes, I remember one time in grade school we watched a video with Don't Laugh at Me for some anti-bullying campaign. It's a weird memory because I doubt any of the kids knew Peter, Paul, and Mary or the mention of Puff the Magic Dragon, but the song was still really touching. And, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, I think for me, I've got a similar experience with the song. It was, I believe it first came up for me around fourth or fifth grade, and it was the same thing. I mean, I was pushed around a lot as a kid, and I think it was, you know, the song to me at the time was just really touching. And to hear it again, you know, to forget about it completely, and then hear Peter Yarrow bring it up as, you know, one of the better things he's done, and you know, and to hear him talk about the anti-bullying campaigns he's done in schools with this song was just, you know, really, really amazing. All right, so this is gonna be interesting. I don't know how well this is gonna work, but so I have a recording of Peter Yarrow at this concert. This is his little prelude to Where Have All the Flowers Gone, and I'm going to follow that up immediately by their recording off The Very Best of Peter, Paul, and Mary. So without further ado, let's go. We apologize for technical difficulties. Allow us a second to try and get this stuff together, because we really should have this stuff together. Okay. So hopefully this time it's going to work. And let's try this again. All right, there we go.
Well, we're going to do this one last song, and then we'll take an intermission, and then I think that'll be like 15 minutes, and then we'll come back and do another couple of round robins. I find this really exciting. And happily challenging in certain ways, which, because we have such different ways of expressing a connected thread of thinking. My perspective has evolved to a place where I've ceased to think that peace can be defined as the cessation of hostilities between countries. You know, that may happen now, sooner rather than later. But if you look at the acceptance of an embrace, legally, not just at the grassroots, of gay and lesbian marriage and the dramatic change that's taken place, you realize that didn't come because, you know, some great leader said, this is now going to happen with an Emancipation Proclamation or something. It happened because people lived it in the ones and twos and threes and little communities like this, which I've come to think of, as I think of you, as a pool of peace. That means, you know, something where ripples will go out. And this is not just now. We're not just experiencing it now. It has an effect, an ongoing effect on the people that we all touch because we've been here together. And then, and when I'm when I'm asked, and I was just discussing this with a friend backstage, when we're asked, what can you do? I've come to realize that, as you say, compassion, as we express it, and acceptance, and really living it for ourselves, for others, in some kind of way, is the building block of getting out of this mess. And if that's, as I look at it historically, being a part of the civil rights movement, that's what was done there. Nothing was accomplished in the anti-war movement or the civil rights movement that didn't emanate from a place of a united commitment to being peaceful and being loving. So, and being, well, specifically non-violent. So, I think about that, I realize that we do all have a place in this struggle. And that it does, in the classical sense, begin with us. Now, what I wanted to sing is a song. I know the wonderful aspect is that everybody knows it, so we'll all do it together, and that makes me really, truly happy. But it's one of the songs I sang to Pete this year. I was in Tel Aviv working on a project that related to bringing peace, and Katama, his grandson, texted me and said, come quickly, Pete's not going to be with us for very long. And I said, I'm getting on a plane now. And when I got there, there was another text that said, bring your guitar, he wants to hear music. So I brought my guitar and I went to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, and there was Pete in a hospital bed with an oxygen mask from the bottom of his nose to his throat, and he was lying there, and I wasn't sure if he was fully conscious. Katama said he was, and somebody was singing to him from one of the Clearwater folks, and there were was Tina, his daughter, and other members of the family. So they said, come, Peter, it's time for you. And I got my guitar, and I knew already what I was going to sing. And I was going to sing this song that I felt, well, this was the essence of Pete. And it was, I sang it in a determined way, because it's an old Union song, but I sang it very, very softly, and it was a, We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. The Union is behind us. We shall not be moved. The Union is behind us. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. And as I sang, everybody came very close to the bed, and one person held his right hand and another held his left hand, and we sang together, and it was one of those moments that reminded me of when Peter, Paul, and Mary, we were singing backstage before a concert just to warm up, and something happened whereby we were in a state of some kind of astonished grace, because the music just reached our hearts in such deep ways. And it was unexpected, and it was just what happened, and we were just lifted up, and that's what happened. We were all standing there and singing, everybody in the room, and there was no more fear, there was no more anxiety, no more pain. And we sang for an hour and a half. All the songs were group songs, and one of them was this song that I want to sing with you, that Pete Seeger had written with that's right, with Joe Hickerson. I've got a soothsayer. did the first three verses, and Joe said, it's got to come and complete the circle, and so it did. And this is a song. When I finished all the singing, I went up to Pete and I kissed him on the forehead, which I had never done before, or never would have thought of doing before. And I said, I love you, Pete, and you've been my hero and my role model all my life. And I left feeling whole and full because he had passed in that way, and I felt, yes, this music does go on and will go on, and I thought it would be good for you to know that he passed with that kind of spirit surrounding him. After just a few hours after I left, he didn't pass. So let's sing this in honor of Pete and Ronnie and Theo and Will Holt and Odetta and Richie Havens.
Flowers gone, long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone, long time ago? Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls have picked them, every one. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone for husbands, everyone. Learn. Oh, when will they ever learn? Where have all the husbands gone? Long time passing. Where have all the husbands gone? Long time ago. Where have all the husbands gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone?
Gone to graveyards, everyone.
Oh, when will they ever learn?
Oh, when will they ever learn?
Where have all the graveyards gone?
WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Hello, we are back on the air. So, to me, it's really interesting how Yarrow just brings in a very different perspective on things that I think, you know, was potentially, I mean, with this particular story, more relatable to a lot of the seniors in the room. I mean, I did mention I was the youngest one in the room, possibly by several decades. But, you know, just standing, I mean, sitting there as a then 19-year-old, it's just interesting to, you know, gain a very different perspective on life from, you know, someone who's had a lot more experience than I have. And, you know, this is clearly a guy who's been able to, you know, deal with and I guess, you know, what one would say is the end of life crisis of man, of dealing with, you know, death and the death of the people around you and just being able to celebrate it in a sense. And it was a very moving story, and it was also very powerful to, you know, sing through "Where Have All the Flowers Gone" together in that room with 300 other people. I am not going to put that recording on the air because I think I can hear my own voice in it. But yeah, no, Peter Yarrow has done some less serious stuff than that. He, towards the end of the show, after he did his last song, he's like, you know, I've done this song. It's better than, I mean, I still think this is better than anything else I've done. It's better than Blowing in the Wind. It's better than Puff the Magic Dragon. And I'm going to let you judge that for yourself. I'll tell you the title after we play this. Yeah.
When I had my colonoscopy, I had a question on my mind. Do we all look the same when the doctor sees us from behind? Then I had the answer. I felt like such a fool, 'cause the doctor smiled and said to me, "Your colon's really cool. My colon's really cool." What a nice surprise. He sees a lot of colons, but my colon took the prize. Then he added something that was even more divine. We found a polyp hiding Peter, but we caught it just in time. He found a polyp hiding, don't mean to sound so crass, but the polyp was discovered by a camera up my mother. And my father spoke to me that very day. They said, "My son, it seems you've won the polyp prize. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Now the camera that they used is not like the ones on movie lots. It's a camera that is tiny and it takes interior shots. It's a camera that is groovy. It can twist and turn and bend to film your colon story and ensure a happy end. So, listen to me closely, for this is not a lie. Colon cancer can be beaten if you are not camera shy. Call your doctor swiftly, no ifs or ands or buts. Schedule your colonoscopy, I know you've got the guts. My colon's really cool, and what a nice surprise. My doctor sees a lot of colons, but mine took the prize. Mine took the prize, my friends. Mine took the prize. My colon's really groovy, so my colon took first prize.
That was the colonoscopy song by Peter Yarrow, proving that really famous people can sing about the most ridiculous things. If I happen to have any listeners who are over the age of 45 and are at risk of colon cancer, PSA, you should probably call your doctor to schedule your colonoscopy. Yay! All right, so that concludes our first round of things. And I'm going to go in a fashion not unlike what we did in the concert, where, you know, we had one, in a concert, we had one song sung by each artist, and we went around twice, had an intermission, and then did that again. I'm doing this slightly differently than that. But still, I'm going to take you back on a second round through our artists, and I've got some really cool track coming up for you. So please do stick around, even though I know this is the witching hour or beyond. I mean, unless you're in a different time zone. I know Killy's listening to this. Hello. So is Zach. Hello. Yay. Anyway, going back around, this is Strange and Lovely World by Robbie Schaefer. I hope you enjoy.
She walked in a pinstripe suit, took a bite of passion fruit, said, "Honey, I'm not that kind of girl. It's a strange came up from Jacksonville, said, "Honey, if you won't, then I will." And in her teeth she held a pearl. It's a strange be saved, and the angels all looked away, and I stood there broken and amazed. You showed up and you took my hand, "Quiet, baby, I understand." And your soul around my soul did curl. It's a strange and lonely
Strange and Lovely World by Robbie Schaefer off the album of the same title. This is